Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Beauchamp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The right fielder, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luke Walker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Luke Walker. And now, play ball. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett strikes out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sanguilan trying to get to third. Staub throws the ball into Fregosi, who tags Sanguilan for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McAndrew. Oliver moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew bunts towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Luke Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a line drive into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beauchamp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett misplays the ball. That's an error on Stennett. Fregosi moves to third. Jones moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell throws the ball into Hebner, who relays the ball to Stennett, who tags Beauchamp trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fregosi scores. Jones scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-1 in the game. Theodore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McAndrew, and towards Harrelson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 0 in the game. McAndrew takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. McAndrew moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAndrew scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sanguillan. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Jim McKee now pitching. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Beauchamp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Staub scores. It's 6-0, Mets. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theodore hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Jim McKee. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Renny Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive towards third. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. McAndrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stargell strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fregosi hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Alley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alley moves to third. Kleins moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alley tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Mets. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kleins moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kleins scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 6-2, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Stargell moves to second. It's 6-3, Mets. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theodore strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez pinch runs for Milt May. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Fernando Gonzalez pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Fernando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Alley moves to second. It's 6-4, Mets. Renny Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dyer catches it and throws to second to double up Alley. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Dave Justy now pitching. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with McGraw covering, for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.